Dialogue 2.
As in the previous chapter, this dialogue is about DVD player negotiations. Bob and Jane are still the principals. In this scenario, Jane uses the smart method. She heads up a team who did their homework, and they're ready for anything. She'll introduce team members to defend or attack as needed. The dialogue picks up after the introductions. Well, let's go to it, shall we? My numbers people tell me we can afford to offer $12.42 per unit delivered to L.A.
That's a lot less than we were expecting.
That's true, Jane, but we have a little crisis going on over here. The Koreans are dumping units in the Southern California market, and we need a lower price to be competitive. Otherwise, the units will just sit in the warehouse. Bill made a study of the market, and he's prepared a report for us. Bill, would you please?
That's right. A manufacturer headquartered in Seoul is assembling units in Malaysia and shipping them directly to L.A. They goosed their exports 15%, and it's all landing in our territory. They've nearly doubled their market share, and we're on the ropes.
We heard about the Koreans, and Joseph did some checking for me. I'll let him tell you what he found out. Joe?
Yes. We were also worried about the Koreans and found that they did increase output by 15%. However, they increased distribution throughout the West Coast, and only about 5% at most is getting to your market in Southern California. Further, the price is low, but the quality sucks. We have reports of about an 18% return and exchange rate, and sales fell off dramatically once word of that got out. The overall impact in Northern California is at worst minimal. In fact, there's evidence the poor quality is lowering their market share on not just comparable units, but all their lines, everything they sell under that brand name across the board. Gentlemen, I think you're worried about nothing.
Well, that's certainly nice to know, but it doesn't alter the depressed economy. If we're going to move those units, we have to offer them at a damn good price.
We agree. Lewis prepared a study on that aspect of your market and, well, I'll let him tell you what he found. Let's listen again.
Well, let's go to it, shall we? My numbers people tell me we can afford to offer $12.42 per unit delivered to L.A.
That's a lot less than we were expecting.
That's true, Jane, but we have a little crisis going on over here. The Koreans are dumping units in the Southern California market, and we need a lower price to be competitive. Otherwise, the units will just sit in the warehouse. Bill made a study of the market, and he's prepared a report for us. Bill, would you please?
That's right. A manufacturer headquartered in Seoul is assembling units in Malaysia and shipping them directly to L.A. They goosed their exports 15%, and it's all landing in our territory. They've nearly doubled their market share, and we're on the ropes.
We heard about the Koreans, and Joseph did some checking for me. I'll let him tell you what he found out. Joe?
Yes. We were also worried about the Koreans and found that they did increase output by 15%. However, they increased distribution throughout the West Coast, and only about 5% at most is getting to your market in Southern California. Further, the price is low, but the quality sucks. We have reports of about an 18% return and exchange rate, and sales fell off dramatically once word of that got out. the overall impact in Northern California is at worst minimal. In fact, there's evidence the poor quality is lowering their market share on not just comparable units, but all their lines, everything they sell under that brand name across the board. Gentlemen, I think you're worried about nothing.
Well, that's certainly nice to know, but it doesn't alter the depressed economy. If we're going to move those units, we have to offer them at a damn good price.
We agree. Lewis prepared a study on that aspect of your market and, well, I'll let him tell you what he found.